Passage 71. World Population Day.
Last Tuesday was World Population Day. The message this year was saving women's lives. The director of the United Nations Population Fund, Nafees Sadiq, released a statement in observance of the day. Dr. Sadiq said that the lives of women around the world are full of risk. She said more than 500,000 women die each year as a result of pregnancy. She said many more pregnant women become sick or injured because of their condition. Dr. Sadiq said pregnancy is even most dangerous for young women. She said girls between the ages of 10 and 14 are 5 times more likely to die from the condition than women 10 years older. The UN agency director also discussed women and their increased risk of getting the virus that causes AIDS. Dr. Sadiq said there are 2 million more African women with the HIV infection than African men. She said women also are at higher risk for getting other diseases spread through sexual activity. The UN official urged all people to take action to save women's lives. She said people must support equal rights for women. Dr. Sadiq said women should receive the same education and health care as men. The UN official said many women do not have the freedom to make decisions to control their lives. 60% of the poor people in the world are female. Dr. Sadiq said 65% of the people who cannot read or write are women. And she said 350 million women cannot get reproductive health care. In some places, even knowledge about reproductive health is limited. Michael Vlasov is the representative for the UN Population Fund in India. He says people there know about very few methods to prevent pregnancy. He says most people in India only know about operations that end a woman's ability to become pregnant. Mr. Vlasov also says the UN is very concerned about the difference in the number of females and males in India. He says the most recent Indian government census showed that there are 927 females for every 1,000 males. The UN official says Indian culture values males more highly than females. He says this leads too often to the ending of pregnancies in which the fetus is female.